I'm Anthony W. I'm an addict. And since I got honesty, I need to honestly tell y'all that I'm nervous. But it's okay. I've been nervous before, and I still cop, so I get it. I wrote down a couple things because I suffer from CRS. In the medical field, that's called short-term memory loss. But on the street, we call it can't remember shit. And I'm just going to get straight into it. I got 25 minutes. What's up, Eric? It's my man, Eric J. You know, I'm going to thank some people before I talk about this, but I'm really excited. Let me tell y'all what I'm excited about. I'm excited about being woke up this morning by a God that I can't never see. I'm excited about traveling to Ocean City because I ain't been down there in like 3 years, and not because I didn't want to, but because other things was taking place at that time. So, like, I tried to duck this one, too, but Eric P. on program, and he said, look, man, I got something that's tailor-made for you, you know, with your good sharing ass. I got something for you. It's called a counterfeit series. Now, granted, I ain't never been fake a day in my life, so I'm going to see what I can talk about up here. Man, I'm tired of shit, too. Let me just say that, too. It's midnight. I'm tired. I ain't used to being up here that long, or this time of night I drunk a Mountain Dew. So by the time they... Yeah, that thing, you get a hit. That's a good hit. And it's legal. You know what I mean? It don't count against my clean time. But so by the time they say, look, man, it's time for you to set it down, that's when I'm going to be jacked up. I tried to go last. Angie wouldn't allow that to happen. I tried to go in the middle. Marshall from Atlanta wouldn't allow that to happen. Y'all know I was in that marathon workshop before I got up here. It ain't on your program. It's called Staying Clean in the Hallway. It's going on right now downstairs. They be taking pictures in the joint, fashion show. Now, I'd have been to enough conventions to kind of like to know where to go to hang out, but before that happened, I went and prayed. Yeah, staying clean in the hallway. Yeah. So the next convention you go to, watch it. It's happening. So I prayed before I got here, and then some addicts pulled me to the side to pray. So, like, I'm going to go ahead and give y'all what I got. Hopefully I won't sound drunk because I'm tired. You know, I'm about 50 years old. I ain't used to being up. But what I had to do, feel me on this, what I had to do is go to the dictionary. And what I really need to do before I really start putting it out there on wax is, like, back up for a second and thank some people. I like to thank the God of my understanding. And I don't care how many times I thank my God, it ain't never enough. Right? I also would like to thank Jimmy K. and the rest of the predecessors, who through the God of their understanding started Narcotics Anonymous in 1953 in the San Fernando Valley section of Los Angeles County, California. Narcotics Anonymous arrived in Washington, D.C., where I'm from, where I got clean, where I used, where I relapsed, where I did a lot of fake shit, which is counterfeit, right? It arrived in 1973, and I wasn't getting high then, not because I didn't want to, but because I was 11. I wasn't even hip to getting high. I was used to going to quarter parties, man. You know, with the fishnet in the base. Man, don't act like y'all ain't that damn old. So, having said all of that, man, I like to thank my man Eric P. for taking a risk and asking me to come do this. Because seriously, Eric, I wasn't coming, man. Me and the wife, we got to fly out to Charlotte next week. She doing the main hit, so I was going to stay home and not spend no money and, you know, gas $4 a gallon, and I was trying to get out of this shit, but I really wanted to come as soon as he said counterfeit, because I'm the guy with 9 years clean, bought a fake ring, and tried to marry somebody in here. Oh, yeah, I'm going to talk about me. Shit, and hopefully you'll get mad because I done talked about me. Yeah, that's when I know I'm really carrying a message. When people get mad, man, that motherfucker up there talking about him. Fuck is wrong with him? You done paid your money and got your registration package and bought all your good gear, and now he talking about him. Get up. Okay, so look. I like to thank Ben L from Tape to Tape Productions, because, man, if you don't give no love to the recording people, your shit gonna be messed up. Yeah, you might buy this 2-CD hit and get halfway home and the shit ain't nothing on it. So I want to give Ben major love. been my man from, I think he's from, where he from, Cincinnati? Columbus, Ohio. And this man, I just like, feel me on this, I just like to thank y'all, man, for showing up when the dance is going on. Because, man, a lot of times, even though I've been clean almost 18 years, the addict miner show up and say, man, ain't nobody going to be at the workshop. It's midnight. They getting their dance on. If you anything like me before you got married, let me say that, you trying to hook up with somebody. You trying to get some N.A. booty at the convention. N.A. booty. That shit going to cost you in the end, too. So I went to, I did a little work before I came in the shop, hence this call a workshop. Check this out. Counterfeit, out of the Webster's Dictionary. To make a copy of, usually with the intent to defraud. Made in the image of what is genuine. Series, a group of events related by order of occurrence, especially by succession. So my good fake ass was trying to fake you out continuously. Now you understand that we see through each other. You understand that we each other's eyes and ears in Narcotics Anonymous. See, I didn't understand that, like, even in the other fellowship, you know, the Get High Fellowship, the GHA. I didn't understand, like, yeah, I'm saying the GHA. Yeah, that's a, you know what a fellowship is. A fellowship is a group of people that meet on a regular basis that have a common bond. Yeah, we met on a regular, and that was my home group, the Crack House. And I'm saying, like, they had traditions, too. Like, if you run out of money, your ass got to leave. So I understand, I understood what a fellowship was. But then when I got here, y'all told me that I would have to change playmates, playthings, and playgrounds. Okay. Thank you for helping me out. So I know I'm in a room full of addicts now. You know, but when I got here, real talk, y'all, when I came in with me, I was still, I was a fake, a phony, and a fraud. See, I get it. I understand now what they said, man, can you please, and I'm honored, too, because I've always seen this series running all throughout NA, had never been asked to be a part of it, but really done did a lot of fake, phony shit in here clean, y'all. Now, I ain't talking about the shit you did, like Anthony low crawling on the floor, stealing people's shit. Or, you know, when I was the trusted servant at my home group, I was the cop, man. You know, that's a trusted servant. You give him your money, he go out the cop, and you hope he bring your shit back. Right? You going to get chipped if you mess with me, because I come from D.C., and it's always represent, it's always, how does that shit go, man? It's always taxation without representation. So you going to get taxed if you send me, if I come back. So when I came in here with me and I really didn't understand, like I started using when I was 16 years old and I didn't understand until I got the NA that my emotional growth had cut off. You told me to come in here and be honest with you, right? So I'm just going to tell on me a little bit. I started using when I was 16. I stopped using when I was 32, physically. So when I got the NA, I was a 16-year-old boy masquerading. Yeah, let me throw that masquerade in with the counterfeit. Let me tell you, like, when I got here, I was so fake. Not only did I have on the mask, Eric, but I had makeup on the mask. So when y'all said take the mask off, I had to come out the mascara before I came out the mask. That's why I love that home group, man, that I was a part of, The Mask Must Go. Because I understand now if the mask don't go, then the mask will grow. I'm talking about now that I'm married, right? You know, before y'all start tweeting and Facebooking and all that shit, before I get home, now that I'm married, man, I'm just telling on me. I already know it. I already know somebody texting right now, girl, I'm up here in room 204. He talking that shit. He said something about his wife. Hold up. Like, before I got married, right, I didn't even know, man, that I'm really a lot of days still on little boy status. Like, a lot of days, my wife is too much woman for me. And I ain't never wanted to come in here and tell y'all no top secret, super duper shit like that. I'm talking about a lot of days she's just too much woman for me, and I'm on little boy status, right? And I ain't as famous as I really think I am. I ain't as famous as some of y'all make me out to be. You know, I haven't done enough work on me. I just come to a meeting faking like I have. Yeah, see, once I learned, when I first got here, I learned the literature real quick so I wouldn't have to talk about me, so I could just come in here and tell you which page. But what I didn't understand is, at some point, your living clean experience, Anthony W., got to catch up with your literature experience. So if I ain't got no living clean experience and all I got is literature, when you ask me some real shit, like, man, why are you still doing that shit? Well, according to page 14, so I have a little empathy now. When I see younger addicts, I'm talking about younger in recovery, when they come in and they doing the same shit. I understand. We're going to wait for you, man, to take your motherfucking mask off in here. Because what's going to happen, like what happened to me, because I share good, I tote the literature, I quote it, because I wrote it, all that old shit I used to say. Yeah, I tote it, I quote it, because I wrote it. You know, all that old dumb shit. Until we was at the, and man, what's amazing, my man right here, you was at the cookout that day, Eric, man, when I put my hands on a female addict in here, y'all. And cried like a cold-blooded baby. Not because I was going to get locked up a month later, but because I did it. That was the first time with my counterfeit ass that I let y'all see who I really was in Narcotics Anonymous. See, most of y'all that know me, you already know that I bought the fake ring from QVC, the Dominique. It was 2-for-1 week. I bought 2 of them motherfuckers. And gave one to my oldest daughter. I bought 2. Shit, I'm an addict, man. I always want something for nothing. And I moved to North Carolina and tried to marry a woman with it. Painful, man. Still ain't made amends to her face, but I made amends with this wife because she got a real ring. And for the record, man, stop asking my wife if her damn ring is real. Because she ain't going to tell y'all because she's so loving, right? But I got to hear that shit when I get back home. Why they still ask me that, damn near 10 years later, because, man, I was an addict then and I'm an addict now. But the ring is real. I really bought this one from a real jeweler. Because she's going to hear this shit. So when you get it appraised, baby, it's real. But the amazing thing is, man, what I'm trying to tell you is, why is it, man, that sometimes y'all will still try to trap me in my story of the shit I used to do in recovery, but you won't ask me the new shit I'm doing in recovery? If I was counterfeit then and I'm trying to stop being counterfeit now, why do some of us will trap you in your old story that you can't never get out of? And then the flip side of it is, Anthony W., you see some addicts that ain't never been through shit ever. So yeah, I've been counterfeit on a bad side, but I guess you could be counterfeit in this motherfucker on a good side. Like, everything is great. I've never been through anything ever. I've been clean 40 years. Everything is lovely. You a motherfucking liar. And I ain't trying to cuss for effect. I'm just saying, man, and I know that's another thing. And I humbly apologize to those of you who get upset because you're so spiritual. And we say little slick shit like profanity is not a sign of spiritual growth. And it's not. But for your good spiritual ass, fuck you. I'm going to talk about me. Shit. I'm going to talk about me, man. Yeah. And the reason I'm going to talk about me, because I drove 2.5 hours, 155 miles at $4 a gallon, man. I ain't got to come in here and make your ass laugh. They got a comedy show for that. Right? I need to come in here, man, and try to get better on some levels. I'm talking about being counterfeit with damn near 18 years clean, man. And petty, too. Let me add petty to counterfeit. Man, I'm petty as shit with my wife some days. And she know it. And she tell me to go tell on myself. Like I'm really gonna do that shit, right? because I'm Anthony W. I'm famous in this motherfucker. When you famous in here, your ass need to be the first one to tell on you. Good Shan motherfucker that you are, Anthony. Good literature toting, noted literature. See, that's what I'm saying, man. We won't allow you once you learn the literature and put in some work and start growing in some areas. When you fall short and you're not the first one to tell on you, man, we got a whole committee of addicts that'll do that shit. It's called a rumor committee. And they in dire need of support. And they go, hey, look, and they go hand in hand with the NA paparazzi. You need to keep your camera face ready at this convention because somebody ass gonna be on Facebook. Trust me. To make a copy, usually with the intent to defraud, representing a fraud. Perpetrating and illustrating a fraud. I tore my ass in there one time, and it was the most humiliating experience I ever had. Man, I done tore my ass in the shopping center while we shopping for groceries. I done tore my ass on the job. I done tore my ass at the house numerous times. But to come in an NA meeting or an NA environment and do that shit? Humbling, man. Humbling. When people look at you a certain way and you feel that you need to keep up this motherfucking facade when they really know who your greasy ass is anyway. I'm still talking about me, man. I ain't talking about nobody else. Yeah, but and if you can identify, that shit is for you too. It's okay. We all in the same fellowship. You couldn't have thought that I'm in the emergency room and your ass ain't. I'm saying the counterfeit serves, and don't forget to give me 5 minutes, man, because, you know, I got two other addicts that I want them to get up here and sweat and tell on their ass, too. Because they look comfortable as shit up here. Yeah, share. Share your ass off. Yeah, I'm going to let Marshall get up here and tell y'all, man, how his eyes are all black, too. His wife told me she beat him, but I want to hear him tell that shit, right? I'm saying this is what I found out in 17 years and some change. I found out in here that you're going to know who fuck with you and who don't. You're going to find out in here who you can lend money to, who you can't. You're going to find out the ones that when they in your face, man, Anthony W., what's up? Good to see you. They're going to put the knife in your back. Look, and you hear all this shit, I'm telling you, if I tell Marshall something and he tells somebody, by the time he get back to me, man, look, man, when I put my hands on them people at the cookout, man, look, I had stomped them people, went in their pocket, was all at their house stalking them. They just added shit to it. And especially because you talk about you and you relate the literature to you. I already told you I had the literature first. What I didn't have was me. I had to buy somebody a fake ass ring. I had to put my hands on somebody. I had to go down the Central Cell Block, which is in D.C., and they brag about this shit as if it's a rite of passage. Man, I was scared as shit down there with the marshals. Man, there wasn't nothing courageous about me down there. When they called, matter of fact, I didn't even have a name. I had a number. Man, I was terrified. Scared to death. So glad wasn't none of y'all down there with me. Because you would have seen all the bitch come out of me. Real talk. 5 minutes, my man. Because it's hot up here. Did y'all turn the heat up just here on the mic? Because it's hot as shit up here, man. So I'm going to do something real spiritual. This is the most spiritual thing you can do at any Narcotics Anonymous gathering, a meeting, anything. You can shut your ass up and pass the dice. It ain't for life. Thanks for letting me share. Yes, sir. Your turn, baby.
Hey, go ahead. I'm going to take this chair and put it right here just like this.
Our next.